prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 9 June 2025. Welcome to tonight's program. You're in for a great guest tonight. We're going to discuss different topics. We're going to start off, though, with a digital currency that Trump is pushing right now. When the first time he's in office, he said he didn't want any of it. He changed his mind. Of course, he invested in himself before he started pushing it, but I'll get that in a minute. I have a prayer question tonight for a gentleman named Ty. Listened to the Broke program here locally for many years, and he's now had a massive stroke, and his daughter's trying to help him recover. So y'all keep Ty in your prayers, please. You prayer warriors are more important than I can ever say. I've seen the results of your prayers, and I want you to know that God hears your prayers, and thank you for taking time to pray for these people that I'm asking for. And I don't know Ty personally, but I pray that he's all right with Christ, been born again. Let us pray for his healing, and that he'll know that Christ touched him, okay? Please do that, if you don't mind, folks. Ty is your name, T-Y, just like in Ty Harden, the old movie star. So remember Ty, please. And I told you last week, having a special this month because it's hard to find something to offer that we can put on real a deal because everything's so expensive more to get shipped and everything else. So you know what we have. You know the products we have. We know we have a catalog. We'll send you for free if you want it. Just have to call a toll-free number, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you have long distance, that will save us money if you use that. And tell Faith that you want a catalog or anything you want, okay, or give a donation, whatever you want to do, those numbers will work. Now, our guest tonight, a gentleman named Christian Briggs, and I'm not going to get into a lot of details about him. I'm going to let him tell you about himself. We're going to talk about some things tonight that he's very well informed on. We're going to start off with digital currency and what that's going to mean to the U.S. of A. And what's going to mean to us, U.S., that's us, personally, when this is finally shoved through. And with that, along with AI, folks, we are moving very quickly into a beast system of total control, and we're going to talk about how Trump wants every U.S. citizen more or less registered and tracked and monitored 24/7. Now, I'm serious about that. Now, you hang in there. If you like Trump, I'm sorry. We're going to tell it like it is. You search it up for yourself. Are you there, Christian?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
It is good to have you, sir, and thanks for taking time to join us. I know you're out on the left coast, and I appreciate you joining us tonight to share your information because I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. Before we get started, tell the folks who you are. Who is Christian Briggs, and what do you do, and how you got involved in it?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. So, been in the hard asset business for about 40 years.
Now, explain, if you don't mind, before you go further, what's a hard asset? Explain that.
Well, I'm glad you asked. So my company, for 40 years, almost to the day, specializes in the sale of precious metals and select rare gold coins. And we've been doing that for, like I said, nearly just about 40 years now, serving people all over the world. And my office and all the people that have been with me now for well over 20-some years, some of the original people going longer than that, actually, we study the economics. So what we try to do is to do time well spent hard asset advice. In other words, we try to at least give some people, because we're a rare coin dealer, precious metals dealer, and a lot of people come to us and ask us, is this the time to buy gold? Is it time to buy silver? Should I buy rare coins? And we try to use the economics as a fundamental way of which to give them advice. And the last, as everybody has probably noticed, gold has tripled over the last 5 years. Silver in just recent weeks has just gone through the roof. So we're very pleased with our recommendations. And I think it's all a big part of what's going on in D.C. right now, which is really a very questionable policy. I mean, I think there's going to be some solutions there, but it's very questionable, as I think you agree.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a sponsor known for years who does sell precious metals, and they're Melly Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver. And I started buying silver back in the 90s when silver was $3 an ounce. That's how long it's been. And I sold quite a bit of it 12, 15 years ago and paid off my house and property 17 years early with the precious metals. I paid for one of my son's surgeries, $20,000 worth, with precious metals. So I know what it can do if you invest in. That's why we have a sponsor that advertises a programmer that talks about these things, because they're important. So, folks, we know right now that Christian has a good, solid knowledge of real assets. Now, move on, Christian. Tell us more about what you do.
So, what we try to do is to bring awareness on economic policy. I've had the fortune to help advise many members of Congress, both in the Senate and the House, on central bank digital currency policy, the things of which they were not aware of, how far down the road, both on the domestic level at the Federal Reserve, as well as international, Europe, China, and so in other countries of that BRICS nation coalition. And by bringing the awareness on the development of the digital currency, and we're not talking about crypto. This is completely different. This is digital by definition, which is like Bitcoin. But the way in which the methods of it transfers are completely different. One is decentralized. Bitcoin runs on what they call a decentralized system or ledger in the blockchain, which means you and I can transact in anonymity with no hurdles, challenges, or government interference, unless it's something nefarious, which is very challenging and in its own right for governments to be able to supersede in that. However, what we're talking about is a centralized system. The old definition and the understanding is when you centralize power, it goes into the hands of a very few, but yet it controls the masses. So centralizing power, you centralize the currency in the way of which it transacts from a point A to a point B, which means that now the government has full oversight. And it's programmable, which means they can turn it on or turn it off. They don't like what you're spending, they turn it off. They don't like how much you are spending, then they turn that off as well. It's kind of like use it or lose it. The bottom line is on a centralized system, which is centralizing through the central banks of a given country, Federal Reserve for us, what it does is it allows the government to determine the value of the transaction. Being value, is that a product or service that they want you to have? What if you're spending too much money on diesel fuel? We get a Democrat in there, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, no, climate change. You can't be spending that stuff. And he says, no more diesel trucks. He'll make sure you can't buy diesel. You got a tractor? He'll make sure you can't buy diesel for your tractor. So what we're talking about is the evolution of moving from a cash society to cashless digital and centralizing that currency on a system that is almost like you have to have permission to transact, which really it is permission in a sense, because if the government doesn't like what you're doing, they'll just turn it off. They'll literally shut it down, and then all of a sudden, what are you left with? Well, begging. And that's the route that we're going all of a sudden here, which is not the understanding that we were looking for.
No, it isn't. It really is not. And how far along has this system been put in place already?
Oh, it's very far. It's done. In Europe.
That's important, folks. Well, I'm going to say that again. You say it's already been done, it's finished, and they're set up to go?
In theory, it's done. Let me give you the theory and the conclusion. So the theory was a few years ago that the Federal Reserve, in a coalition working under what they call the Hamilton Project, and with a company called Ripple, did not exist. In other words, the understanding was there's no way the Federal Reserve could usurp Congress's authority to issue a new form of money. That's true. You can't do that to the retail public. A retail currency is a currency like the dollar that you and I would transact in a retail format. However, our fearless leader of the Federal Reserve, Chairman Jerome Powell, determined they don't need Congress's authority to launch a digital centralized currency for commercial or non-retail methods and means. So they decided to go ahead and build it, and they even admitted that they don't need Congress's authority to Congress, but they did for a retail CBDC, but not for a commercial banks to banks or commercial clients or commercial accounts. So they built it under what they call the Hamilton Project. It was a kind of a secret way of which to build it. Ripple is the backbone for central. And anyone can look this up. This is now open information. Look up Ripple, which is centralizing all of the governments around the world, the countries, central banks, to create a centralized systems that centralize all of their currencies, you know, whether it's a euro, a pound, a rupee, a yuan, any number of things like Brazil, the real, and so forth. Well, they also worked with the Federal Reserve and other various companies to be able to create the United States digital dollar, unbeknown to Congress, but then I was able to understand it and the complexity, brought it to Congress's attention that this thing was further developed. They looked into it and they said, you're right. Now, fast forward, we are on the verge of doing something here in this country in the immediate future, because sometime it's expected in October of this year, Europe is going to be launching their version. If you go online and look up the e-euro digital currency, which is the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, it's expected to launch October 18th, I believe is the date they may have set, and that could change, but as of right now, it's expected to launch October 18th of this year. Approximately 40 countries will take place in its launch, and then it'll gain steam, and then it'll expand to as many as 100 countries, could be as late as 26, early 27, but this is the end game. This is the transformation of being able to have government programmable money. It's restrictive, it's surveillance, it's control, but ultimately it's containment. And that's the scary part.
Well,
so we're moving forward.
The government, all governments, I don't care where they are, and America is no better now, has always wanted to control the people. Now, but with this, what they've been talking about, the Great Reset for a long time, is that part of it?
Yeah, so the Great Reset, which is the World Economic Forum's pretty much their motto. There are two things the World Economic Forum did, and let me take a step back so everybody understands who they are, what they are, how they came about. So Nixon, as you know, in late 70, early 71, coming up for re-election for 72, he knew that we were entering a recessionary period. He knew that he had to inflate the M2 money supply. So he had to take us off the gold standard, which was backing every dollar printed had a dollar's worth of gold on deposit at Fort Knox, or a depository the government controlled, mostly Fort Knox at the time. He then convinced Congress and basically said, oh, we don't need gold, we're going to be strong, convinced OPEC and the leaders of the OPEC countries at the time to always use dollars for every oil and gas transaction, whether it's buying and selling, to create a demand factor to support the dollar. Then August 15th of 1971, we now are removed from backing our currency with gold. And everybody said, this is great. Now we can inflate and print more money in the economy, and we won't have a recession. Well, there's two things that backfired. One, does everybody remember the inflation of the 70s? How did work out?
I was married in 1971. I remember that very well.
Okay. So that shows you what happens when you have a free-for-all in printing money. How about the last 4 years? How did that work out? Okay. So the dollar, in its buying power, lost over 30% of its value within months of taking it off the gold standard, which was really a very strong fiscal policy protection mechanism. But because Nixon wanted to get reelected without that potential removal of gold, he was probably not going to get reelected. And two, that's when the World Economic Forum started. Imagine that, 1971.
Well, I will make a comment here, too, if you don't mind. Uh-huh? Gold in 1971 was $35 an ounce.
Correct. It's
now it's $3,500 an ounce.
Correct. And here's what's real scary about that. Had you bought gold since 2000, it's outperformed the S&P. Gold has now outperformed the S&P 500.
Yes, it has.
That's right. But I'll go even a step further. The World Economic Forum, this goes back to your question, are we going into the Great Reset? So I had to let you know this story before I can answer that. Now I'm going to answer it. So the World Economic Forum knew, as did China. Everybody in the world knew. Because remember, Kennedy got rid of the silver in 63. 64 was the last year of silver coinage. Okay. And then Nixon got rid of the gold in 71. The world knew at that point that was the beginning of the end of the dollar as the number one reserve currency. That ultimately, now it may not happen for a year, it may not happen for decades, but ultimately, the countries that back their currency with gold, which has now been happening for a decade, like in China and Russia and so forth, are now seeing their currency start to float to the top. And we've lost from daily transaction use of about 80% a day in all transactions in dollars. We're now down to about 50%. And local currencies of Russia, China, Brazil, and other countries are gaining steam. That's what the World Economic Forum kept saying, that the Great Reset started the day Nixon took us off the gold standard for his own political purposes. He destroyed the economic backbone of the dollar's value, and that's what he did. He actually destroyed it. And it was one of the worst policy mistakes in the history of the United States, and we're forever paying for it. That's why we have inflation. And two, that's when the World Economic Forum knew that the wealth inequality could be reset eventually at some point, where we would get rid of the middle class, because a strong dollar allows the middle class to thrive. And since 71, we've lost about 80 to 90% of the dollar's buying power, and that's directly affected the middle class. And there's not an economist in the world that would disagree, because math can't lie. People will lie, but math does not lie. And that's what's happened. So as we move forward, there's two questions that are being asked every day. How will the dollar respond to other currencies that are now gaining an alignment called the BRICS, the BRICS nation, which is a coalition of China, Russia, and other countries, about 10 member countries and about 11 partner countries? And then two, how will gold continue to rise against the dollar? Because gold, what it does, and silver for this matter, I always want to make sure silver is equally as important, but precious metals are showing every day, every week, every month, and certainly every quarter, as they continue to rise, the devaluation of the dollar on the international stage. That's what's happening. So in order for us to slow that down or to stop it potentially altogether, we're going to transition to a digital world, digital assets, and we're going to go cashless in some way, somehow. They're going to try to take that debt and roll that over, roll it into, or do something with it. If it was up to Trump, he'd probably kick that debt out to the deepest parts of the ocean and pretend it doesn't exist. But we're transitioning from paper to digital, and that's the way it is. And I've always said this. At some point, you have to believe the entire Bible is true, not just the parts you want.
Amen.
Because what's happening is biblical.
Amen. It is. It truly is. And that's something that I've been a pastor for going on 50 years, a preacher. Been on the radio going on 33 years, and I've been trying to convince people this for a long time. The Bible is coming true. And people say, well, you're kind of a prophet. Well, in a sense I am, but I'm not a prophet like the Old Testament. I can tell you what's coming because it's in the book. I can take history, current events, and look at the Bible and tell you where we are in time because the same things happened before in history. So we're seeing this administration drive us down the road, whether people like it or not, I'm sorry, into a, well, they just now sent troops into Los Angeles, military troops. I'm not saying right or wrong. We're seeing a militarization of the country. We're seeing it fall into place. We're seeing all kinds of things ramp up across country. We're seeing, though, under Trump, a movement of control. We now have him cracking down on free speech, especially with people that believe the Bible and understand prophecy about Israel, the Jews, what's happening there. But we're seeing so many things happen under him, and we all, Christian, he come in, I thought, with some decent ideas, but I didn't feel good about it. He was coming on like a dictator, and now he's proving me right. But go ahead. I don't want to get started. I just want you to go ahead and comment on some other things.
Well, we're seeing something that we weren't expecting to see, and that was a... We're seeing what is biblically being shown to be relevant, okay? You know, people say, well, it can't happen. Let me tell you this, and I'm going to digress one thing, but I'm going to go back to the point you just made, which is a very good point. My great-uncle grew up in Czechoslovakia. His family was Jewish. My great-aunt brought him to the Lord back, but prior to that, he was a Jewish man, and he even said this years later. He said nobody wanted to believe in Czechoslovakia or Poland or anywhere in those areas that there was anything that was going to hurt the Jews and that ultimately these concentration camps did not exist. But let me tell you, they did. And he's the only survivor of his family. It was hard to believe that in those days, and it's still hard to believe that even happened, but it did. And he would always tell me, he says, sometimes these things of which happen that can be some of the biggest events in our lives, good, bad, or indifferent, you have to understand it's the Lord's will, it's God's will. But we have to be using wisdom and understanding to be able to deflect or to deter or to pivot around these things. And so this is what's happening today. There's a reason why gold has tripled in the last 4.5 years. This is one of the largest bull markets, biggest moves percentage-wise in the history of gold, at least in my lifetime. Okay, I'm in my 50s. And when you start to think about this, why? It's because we are systematically destroying the fiscal policy of what the dollar stood for, stands for, could be, into a quagmire of misconception of what leadership is. Leadership is, first and foremost, is protect the sovereignty of the United States. How you do that? You make sure that the currency is always strong. The dollar has lost 15% of its buying power, or thereabouts, since the first of the year. That's not good. That means that's 15% increase by precious metals, which offset the decline in your buying power, my buying power. If we've got cash in the bank, cash in the safe, cash under the bed, we lost 15% of the buying power.
I'd like to make one point. I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but you're really turning on my cranks here. I have a copy of my dad's 1953 1040, whatever it is, income tax return. It was a one-page, one-sided, 8.5 by 11 sheet, and he made $4,800 in 1953, and he paid $420-some in taxes, about 10% in taxes. And I looked, and I thought, you know, I looked that up in 2022. Looked this up in 2022. That $4,800 had grown in value to over $51,000, and 3 years later, 2025. That $51,000 is now worth almost $58,000. So we lost $6,000 to $7,000 in buying power in 3 years. Just to verify what you're saying, that's where we are. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's a fabulous point. See, people don't see the elephant being eaten when you're taking tiny little bites at a time. See, the governments were never one to go out there and create revolutions. They don't like revolutions, and I'm going to tell you the reasoning behind why they don't like revolutions is because people can see it coming, they see it as it's happening, and here's the biggest standpoint. They like evolutions. Evolutions are revolutions, but done at a way of which nobody can tell that elephant's being eaten, tiny little pieces. It's very similar to the growth of Islam around the world. Very subtle, very small.
It's called creeping incrementalism, right?
Correct. That's what's happening to the dollar. And I've told this many, many times when customers and clients and people call us at my business. You're not supposed to see it coming. That's the point. But if you read the Bible, it's inevitable. The theory of chaos is that whatever happens was inevitable, and we are supposed to have these things happen. And guess what? We are moving from cashless. We're moving directly into digital. And just 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I believe, Apple announced, which will solidify everything we're speaking to, Apple announced they're testing something extremely similar to the Neuralink, which is the brain implant. What Apple's trying to do is to, and they're going to come out with some kind of a beta test early next year, they want to replace the phone. They don't want you to have to buy a phone. A chip would go in your brain that would literally buy and sell with, uniquely identifiable by a serial number, and it would replace your phone, kind of like the cochlear earplant. You know how the cochlear thing goes on your head?
Yes.
Okay, sends the signals to the... Okay. Well, guess what? Look, everybody listening, look it up. Apple testing brain implants. And not only are they excited about it, because guess what happens to Apple? They no longer have to make phones anymore. That's billions of dollars a day in savings. They do the little chip, and you just pay them on every transaction, every phone call, maybe a quarter penny, whatever it may be, whatever revenue that they've determined that they need to be paid to justify the value proposition, they're going to do it. And this is what I call the trifecta. One, the Great Reset. Inflate the economy. This is what Lenin did. In 1917, he got real crafty. He did three things to destroy the Russian society and the culture and the entire sovereignty, which is the czar. He created inflation first. He got the members of the legislation of Russia, because the czar had turned over some powers a few years earlier, to increase the monetary money supply, to make it better. He convinced everybody it's going to be better for the peasants to have some cash in their pocket. Great. Well, he overstimulated the economy on purpose to create inflation, which actually hurt the bottom half, the bottom 50%, because then they couldn't afford to eat, so he created a dependency. Then he raised taxes, saying, oh, gosh, we've got to raise taxes to pay for all the government spending we just did. That hurt the upper 50%. Now, the 1%, he was like, you know what? If I can't get you with inflation and I can't get you with taxes, I'm going to get you with devaluation. So what did he do? He got the currency, the ruble, to be devalued. Once he got that devalued, the wealthy lost all their money. And that's how you destroy a society. What are we doing? Inflation, taxation, and the dollar is getting destroyed this year. So if these three factors add up, that's math. You can't deny math. People lie, math doesn't. And that's what's happening.
Hang on through the break, folks. A lot more to talk about and your questions, Tommy, next half hour. We value your information and questions. Give us a call, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Love to hear from you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
That's our theme song for 32 years has been This Is War. And I'm not a tactical expert when it comes to war, but let me tell you, one of the things the enemy can do, if they can do it, you pretty much lost the battle. It's called flanking. If they can get behind you and more or less surround you, you have nowhere to go. That's happening in our country. Has been for many, many years. Many, many years. But it's really ramping up now because the cage is almost finished to put us in. When this digital currency becomes law, and it will, you're going to find out that you can do nothing without approval. If you get disapproved, they'll cut off your way to pay your bills. I think that's a lot like the Mark the Beast system. I would advise you to pay attention to what Christian's saying, because we're living in those times right now, and I hope you'll have enough sense to understand that you need to prepare yourself, because if you don't, you're going to be caught out in the cold with no chance at all. I'm not saying that it'll last you forever. That's not the point. But while you're on this earth, you got to eat. You got family to feed. Don't let them take you out but when you sit and do nothing. Go ahead, Christian, and make some comments. Now, we were talking during the break something that Klaus Schwab said. Why don't you share that with him?
Well, that's a really good point. So Klaus Schwab, who, you know, his father was one of the high-level ranking Nazis, was under the belief that there are superior people that can control the masses. And it was not even a class of people. It was a much higher level of intellects that he tried to achieve or at least inspire to. And then he would create this understanding that there are certain world leaders as well as leaders within private industry had the wherewithal to determine better about the life and the way in which we should live than ourselves. We cannot govern ourselves. Obama said it really good in 2014 when he was in Brussels, Belgium. He said that the majority of people are too small-minded in order to govern their own affairs, but only be with the one global and one superior sovereignty can they be well-governed and taken care of. And I'm adding a few words because the speech was cut off, but it was much longer. And what he basically said was he wanted to be, and still does, the president of the world through the United Nations. And he in his mind, he believes that communism is the purest form of creating a utopia of society because you lack the greed. Well, that's not what works. So Klaus Schwab, let's take it a step further. So Klaus Schwab put in motion what Obama then learned from, which was if we go ahead and reset, reset means wealth inequality. Find ways to destroy the wealth and let that wealth move up, but not down. And if you notice, ever since 70, 71, 72, all those inflationary pressures was a direct result of Nixon being convinced by many bad people in his administration. He wasn't the only fool, as I call it, to listen to bad advice. There's many presidents that have listened to bad advice. But the people that he surrounded himself with, as we know from Watergate, that didn't work out too well for him, were minded only by their personal gain of greed. So they convinced him that gold was not an asset that had to be worked with to shore up a fiscal or policy or balance sheet, but rather it was this old intrinsic yellow thing that nobody really cared much about in the first place, not realizing it was God's true money for his people. So then Klaus Schwab takes it a step further and says, great, we're going to go ahead now that the dollar is going to be demise, and it is, and we can certainly see that from the buying power or the lack of it, that we are now entering the final phase of the transformation of our society from independent countries. Because, you know, what people don't realize is there is no independent country with the exception of England in Western Europe. Think about that. And the majority of Eastern Europe falls under what? The European Union. Okay, so think about that for a second. Here we are with unelected officials out of Brussels, Belgium, who are all communists by pure definition and by their own admission. They're all communists. They don't believe in any equal rights and no wealth rights, no property rights. That's why they tried to destroy the farmers a few years back. Canada tried to destroy the truckers and so forth. So you have unelected officials that have the superior power and authority over the elected officials that the people elect. So at the end of the day, the people elect the elected officials who get elected but have no authority over the unelected officials that you can't replace in an election. So what do we have? We have a definition of communism because that's not a democracy. When the people can't elect the people that take out or put forth the values that the constituents ask or to determine they want, that's why they elect them in the first place, is they share the values and they'll implement those in government reforms or legislation, but they don't have that in Europe anymore. If Brussels doesn't like the way France is organized or works, or England, in some cases, they're still part of Brexit, but there's still some ties there, certainly in Spain or Italy or any number of European countries, Brussels has the ultimate say in all policies. The elected officials must adhere to Brussels. That means the citizens who elected certain politicians or people that are put in the position have zero value, which means the will of the people has what? Zero value. That's what we're coming to, and that's slowly creeping into Africa, South America, Latin America, and certainly it's going to end up being here eventually.
Oh, we can see that happening. Anyone who has eyes to see can see this happening. We're losing control in every area of our life. It's been going on for years. It's been a cancer. It took many years to get to where it could really start telling it's really happening. It's like stage four cancer. Once you figure it out, you're dead. We didn't stop it when we had a chance. We didn't cut it out and get rid of it. It's now grown into the stage now that I don't think we can turn around. But that's beside the point. The point of it is that we're trying to tell people to prepare themselves because it is coming. It's almost here. So your timetable, you think, for the digital to fully take effect, when do you think it could happen?
Well, I think it's already happening. One of the concerns I have, and I think this is going to resonate with many of your listeners, certainly does with members of Congress right now, is the debt. They're trying to put two pieces of legislation forth that could revitalize or stimulate the GDP, the economic growth here through manufacturing. They're talking about trying to shore up short-term treasuries by creating what they call a stable coin, which is a digital form of a dollar that would then be bought or sold that goes and shores up the value of the short-term treasuries. I've analyzed the Genius Act. That's what it's called. I've looked at what Congressman French Hill has brought forth in the House. The Genius Act is in the Senate. There is a little merit to them, but at the end of the day, what you have to look at is the Bible. The Bible says that these things of which that are coming place now there may be, like, and I've said this before, it's like all good intentions end up either falling by the wayside because the execution was bad, or the whole plan was bad from the first start. So let me try to kind of go back to this part. At the end of the day, this country is facing a $37 trillion debt. Even if we were to introduce a digital currency.
And one more question, please. I'm sorry to interrupt
sure.
you.
That's okay.
Is that the real debt, or is it closer to $200 trillion with derivatives and everything else we have out there?
Okay, well, it's actually, okay. So I don't want to scare people. There's two debts. There's what they call the top-line national debt, and there's what they call, I call it covenantal dollars that have to be spent. It's like covenants, okay? Social Security, right. Medicare, Medicaid. Okay, there are covenants within those programs we cannot change. You cannot fundamentally not pay them, and you fundamentally can't change the percentages that you've got to adhere to grow those dollars through inflationary pressures. In other words, you still have to have cost of living increases. What this bill that's fast-tracking us forward is trying to cut into those growth percentages. And I've said this before, the last person ever that you want to mess with their money is somebody in the 60 and above, or disability, or special needs, Social Security and welfare and food stamps. There's always going to be people who take advantage of the system. But the vast, vast majority of the people who are receiving those benefits are entitled to those benefits legitimately. And that's a fact. So what I've said is, that's not where you want to cut. However, this bill that's currently in front of Congress, both have to be redone in the House, and then the Senate will take it up, and they're still debating it. It fundamentally changes the whole perspective. And going back to your question asking about the $200 trillion, because of the liabilities that we're responsible, called long-term liabilities, we are actually about $125 trillion in additional money on the hook. So let's say it's $150 trillion. Now, I want everyone to get out a piece of paper and a pencil, because this is going to be real simple. You don't need a calculator for this one. If you write down $5 trillion in revenues and $150 trillion in liabilities, you tell me how you're going to pay that off. Because I'll be the first guy, if you can show me, and I'll get you the Nobel Prize for mathematics, because I can't figure it out. The only way it makes sense is you great reset the system. In other words, you basically bundle up the debt, throw it into the Federal Reserve, collapse the Federal Reserve, and it doesn't exist anymore. And or you just default, or you take the treasuries, the long bonds, and you extend those to 100 years, lower the rate of the interest payments on it, and you try to somehow work it out with the bondholders, whether it's government, financial institutions, or individuals. But at the end of the day, I'm not so sure how you pay it off. You can lower the deficit spending by just cut spending, but then you're going to be going against those covenants. You're going to hurt the economy. So why not switch to a digital currency and let the paper assets fall by the wayside and devalue those to zero? And now digital currency replaces the old. It's now new, and everybody takes a massive haircut. And that's what gold's trying to tell people, is that there's something bad coming, and it's real bad, or gold wouldn't have tripled in the last 4.5 years.
Wow. Very good. Wow. I mean, I can tell that you worked this for a while. Good for you. That was a very good explanation. And, yes, I can see it happening. I don't like it, but we can see it happening. Anybody that has eyes to see, a little bit of sense about this, can see this has been done. And we're also seeing the fact that this is a kind of a side trail, I guess you could say, but through the public school system, they no longer the children are never taught how to read, write, and reason. They can't even count. They can't write in cursive. They know nothing but computers. They're not taught to think. So the dumbing down of a society also makes it easier to do this kind of thing, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you something. People today, and I'm all thinking it's been purpose-driven, people today are so turned off by politics as a whole.
Yes.
Now, yes,
They did it on purpose.
They did. And let me tell you the definition of communism. And I've said this for years, and now it's finally people are realizing this is a true statement. At first, they were kind of like, "What did you just say?" communism is not the taking of rights of your property or your welfare, of your business or your car. Those are just those are the actions after the fact. The definition of true communism, and you're going to relate to this, we all will, when you can tell me a man, okay, it can have a baby, that's communism. And people say, well, how can that be communism? How can we identify as a tomato or a cat or a dog be communism? Well, I'm glad you asked because I'm going to tell you. Communism is propaganda first and foremost. If you can make the people believe in the unbelievable and they follow the unbelievable statements because they're not believable, then you've convinced them that everything you say is believable, and now you have communism. That's propaganda. Media was the number one thing that every communist dictator always went for first. What did Castro do in Cuba? He bought the radio stations through rebel money. He raised money. He bought radio stations. He bought newspapers, made those media outlets go against the government, started the revolution. What did Chavez do in Venezuela? What does Maduro do? What did they do in North Korea? Think about that for a second. What did they do in China with the Great Revolution with Mao? They owned the media. What did they do in the Soviet Union? All the entire Eastern European countries during the communist years, the media. They made the people believe that what they were saying was correct and believable, even though that communism was not good for.
Uh-oh, we lost him, folks. Get back in a second. And I can't believe the phone lines are not getting filled up already. I mean, it's amazing. But we'll take some phone calls after he gets back with us, so we got to do have one call. But this information is phenomenal. Obviously, Christian knows his stuff, and that's a fact. We're going to take a phone call just in a minute, but let's get Christian back on. Christian, you back with us?
I'm back with you. Sorry about that. It dropped off.
That's okay. Now, you were saying about communism, make it believable. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what it is. So if I can convince the masses that capitalism is bad for you, it's no good, and I can convince you, just like they did in North Korea in 1953, where they convinced the people, if you will vote for socialism, I'll give you free health care, free child care, you'll never have to work more than 30 hours a week. None of the things that which you have to pay for today will have to be paid for. Just go to your job, follow our lead, and guess what? It turned into the most hellhole place on the planet is North Korea. It has no human rights whatsoever. That's how they do communism. It's the propaganda machine. Convince the people that what you're saying is the truth. By doing so, they'll follow you over the edge of the cliff. And that's communism. It's not about taking a car away. It's about making sure people are so indebted to you that they'll follow you off the cliff. And to do that, all you got to do is get them to believe the unbelievable. A man can have a baby. You can self-identify as a dog called a furry. We are doing it right now. Think about what Obama started with, this trans stuff and all of these things. The unbelievable became what? Believable.
Oh, my. Right on the money. I mean, that's great. That's great. Let's take a phone call from Washington State. Let's talk to Esther. Esther, come in. Join us, please.
Good evening, Pastor Butch. And
good evening.
Kristen, I don't know your last name. Could you tell me your last name?
Sure. It's Christian Briggs. B-R-I-G-G-S.
Okay. You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about the money situation, and you're the first one that is making really good sense with reason. Thank you so much. Thank you. I've been wanting to ask this question of so many of knowledgeable people, and, you know, I can understand with your depth of knowledge that I know that you have an answer for this. So I've tried to find the scripture, and Pastor Butch, maybe you know where it is, where it says that they will throw their gold and silver into the streets.
Yes, that is scriptural, and I'll think about it a minute until I find it. But yes, that is scriptural. That happens.
Okay.
But it happens when God's wrath is poured upon the world.
Okay.
We won't live to see. We won't be here. We will not. Probably God. We won't face God's wrath. We're going to face Satan's wrath. We won't face God's wrath.
Now, Mr. Briggs, does that impinge, influence, or start, like, before God's wrath? How does that affect the economy? How is that going to affect the world's money system, or will it?
Well, first of all, Esther, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. In order for the Great Reset to take place, which is the resetting of wealth inequality, they first have to destroy the middle class. And if we look at what the middle class is currently doing, it is diminished as compared to just 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's diminishing every year. Certainly every administration has had some play in that. What you have to look at is the 93 times that God has mentioned gold in the Bible to say, this is my gift to you, this is money. Because, you know, when you're 5 years old and your parents or somehow you might see a piece of gold, whether it's in a jewelry form or it's a bar form, you instantly know the intrinsic value. As believers, we know that God gave us gold and silver as the true forms of money, or they wouldn't have used it from the beginning day. No one had to teach the Egyptians, mm-hmm. the Romans, the Greeks, the Byzantines. No one had to be taught the intrinsic value of gold. Think about that. 5,000 years ago, the Egyptians adored gold above all things. Think about that. So as we continue to move down to this Great Reset, what they're doing is, if you go online and you look at central banks around the world are buying record amounts of gold, even the non-believer communists like in China, North Korea, Cuba, even Cuba is buying gold. The resources they have are limited, but everybody is buying gold. And they're doing it because they know deep down, it's kind of like every tongue will confess, every knee will bow that Jesus is Lord. You can't deny gold's intrinsic value. So they're buying it because, you're getting it. All right, I love this. They're buying it because they know that the end of the paper currency is now in sight. The dollar's days are numbered. The best days of the dollar are in the rearview mirror. So we have to reset the currency from paper to digital. You'll see escalation in hard assets, rare gold coins, or if it's gold itself, or if it's silver, you'll continue to see the demand increase globally. It's not just here in the United States, mind you. In Europe is experiencing the same thing because they're moving to full digital currency come October, or at least that's the plan so far, unless it changes anytime soon. But I think that is what's going to end up happening. And you'll continue to see the very wealthiest people. And I always said, why did Warren Buffett liquidate the majority of all of his paper asset positions in the last 12 months? Why has he been buying gold? Why has Mark Zuckerberg been buying gold? Even people that aren't as in the believers category are still intrinsically understanding gold is what it is for the masses. And as we continue to move down this road of currency transformation and certainly monetary policy transformation, I encourage everybody. Cash is going to be limited. It continues to go down in buying power.
Yes.
So please have gold and silver somewhere safe and in nearby.
And let me read this one verse very quickly, Esther, to prove my point. Then I've got to get off, take another call. This is Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 19. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's. Day of the Lord's wrath. So, understand, this is when God judges this world, this people. So it won't do a bit of good then for those that are facing God's wrath. They're damned already.
That's
not going to do a bit of good. And remember, in James, where it says the man that puts his trust in his riches, it comes to nothing, it's cancered. That's what you're talking about. So, yes, that's Bible.
Okay, thank you both.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. You got about a minute. Go ahead. Hello, Bruce. I don't hear Bruce. Is he there, Todd? Are you there, Bruce? All right, I guess move on. We're down about the last 2 or 3 minutes here. Go ahead, and Chris, you're doing a great job. Go ahead.
Well, for everybody that's listening, I can tell you this. Gold has outperformed the S&P for the last 25 years, well, since 2000, certainly. And I've always said this, follow the money. Follow what God instills on all of us. Follow the money. We're going to have to transition at some point. We can't pay the debt back. You can't pay the liabilities back. There has to be a reset of something. And as we continue to move forward closer to that reset, I would encourage everybody to be very thoughtful. In other words, we're not talking about creating wealth. It's about wealth preservation. And I think at this point now, as we maintain the consistency of the deficit spending and the debt increasing and the interest rates are going to stay high, I was having a fairly good conversation today with someone in D.C., and I said, I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates as many times this year. In fact, they may not cut at all if the inflation picks up. And they said the same thing, that in D.C., they're not looking for rate cuts. Now, there may not be rate hikes, but this idea that we're going to have lower inflation, unfortunately, it may not be there the second half of this year. We could have high interest rates for some time to come. That is extremely detrimental to what we're trying to redo here, certainly under new fiscal policy that Trump's trying to push through. So I would encourage everybody, simply this: have gold, have some silver. You could have a number of the combination, one or the other. There's nothing wrong with having that at a close proximity in reach. I call it always being in reach at your bank deposit box. Or under the bed, wherever it is. Have some form of precious metals, because guess what? The sky will fall in one day, and when it does, at least you've got cover.
And it's going to hurt when it does, folks. It truly is, for those unprepared. We're down about the last minute and a half here, and Christian, this has been a great broadcast. I'd like to have you on again sometime to get in some more detail on different topics, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. When you guys are ready to talk tariffs or the big, beautiful bill or whatever economics, I'm always available for you and your listeners.
Well, obviously, you're well-studied, and I appreciate that. It's refreshing to talk to somebody that knows knows what they're doing and what they're saying and can explain it in terms people understand. We have been so deceived for so long in so many different directions, not just from government. We've been deceived by the public fool system, by the churches in America. Either they're ignorant and don't know the truth, or they're intentionally lying to us, one or the other. But either way, we've been deceived for so long, it's hard to see the truth. You've been wearing blinders all your life, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. And you know what it is? Let me say this, Pastor. People want to believe the parts that bring genuine joy to them in the Bible. The ones that sometimes can be a little bit hard to understand, or the ones that sometimes bring them a little bit of doubt, and they shouldn't have that. Remember this: the Bible is 100% perfect.
Amen.
It doesn't contradict itself. It's perfect in every way. We have to go through Revelations in order to finish God's will.
Amen. We're flat out of time. Thank you, Christian. God bless you, my friend. I'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, you too, guys.
Thank
have a great
you.
Day.
Talk to you soon. And folks, tomorrow night we're going to have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez with us at BioCare Hospital. Any health questions you may have tomorrow night, we'll have one of the top physicians in the world here tomorrow night talk to you to share his knowledge. We love you a bunch. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.